in case you're wondering. Yes, Kelly is still mad she's not getting to see Letterman. We're live from New York. Sponsored by the Roosevelt Hotel. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al Macis. Big Al Macis officially missing in New York. The wanted posters are up. Beat the bank.
Should I lock him out?
I think he just came from the bathroom with a cup of coffee.
Oh, man, there's no lock on the door.
Oh, dang it. Beat the bank. That's your chance to win up to $1,000.
Yeah.
Coming up in about 30 minutes. Now, yesterday
Al, welcome to the show.
Yesterday, somebody won like $920, I believe.
$950.
All you got to do is tell us when to stop when you hear the number, and that's how much money you get. And by the way, we have a little twist for Beat the Bank coming up on Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of twist?
A little twist.
What kind of twist?
Well, we can't tell you. That's why it's going to be a twist.
I like twists.
We'll tell you on Monday.
Mm.
It's a tease, Al.
All right.
And before the break, we actually teased Jenna's big night out in New York.
Tease, the operative word.
With a celebrity.
Yeah, tease. There was a tease and a twist.
And I don't even know anything about the date, so I'm just kind of talking.
So, yeah.
Oh, but was it a date?
Oh, wow. Well,
so we're at dinner, all of us.
We're in New York City, everybody.
Yes. And Jenna gets a text, and she goes, I got to go. I got to go.
Oh, really?
And we're like, what's going on? And she goes, I got hit back up by...
A friend.
So look.
Ever since we interviewed Jay Farrow, who's one of the cast members on Saturday Night Live, mm-hmm. him and I have maintained just like a good friendship over the last. It's been nearly 2 years. So we'll just like text back and forth
platonic, occasionally.
Absolutely platonic. Never been on a date. Never hooked up. Always like, I want to come to New York to see the show and hang out. Mm-hmm. Now we're here.
Yeah.
So when we got in the night before, I kind of blew him off because he wanted to meet for a drink. I mean, he wants to hang out with you guys too. You're going to see him Saturday.
Sure he does.
Hold on, let me check my phone.
He ain't calling my room.
Yeah. Let me see, hold up. Let me check.
I would love to record Jenna talking to Jay going, hey, I'm going to bring Al, JC, and Kelly and hear his reaction of, yeah, no.
So this is the thing.
Kelly,
so
Dr.
first night, I'm like, you know what? We got in late from the airport. He's like, let's meet for a drink after rehearsals. I'm like, I'm going to bed. Let's catch up tomorrow. Here all weekend.
Yeah.
And so yesterday, he's like, hey, let's, do you want to meet up? I'm like, yeah, we're at a happy hour with some clients, and then we're going to this cool restaurant in the meatpacking district. Come on over and meet up with us. He's like, well, I'm in rehearsals till like 8:30. He's like, can we just meet around the corner from SNL? Like, can we go to this place called the MoMA? I know this place called the MoMA at 9:30. And I'm like, the museum? I'm like, that's cool. We're going to go to the museum? He's like, no, it's a bar. I'm like, okay. So we go... I'm like, I'm going to go meet him, you guys. I got to go. I had to bail on dinner, but I'm like, I'm going to do this.
We understand. Cool. Yeah, it's a celebrity.
You get it?
Yeah,
we get it. Well, not even that. I mean, it's, friend, celebrity,
I would choose celebrities over all of you.
But I'm fortunate enough to have one of my best girlfriends who's on the trip with us. We're actually sharing a hotel room. She works for the company
as well.
And her name is Claudia. And, hey.
What up?
What up, Claudia?
Claudia just rolled in. So I was like, I want Claudia to go with me, obviously, because we're just going to go hang out and have a couple of drinks.
Hmm.
Well,
okay. Interesting.
It was very clear. Claudia's like, you should tell him you're bringing a friend. I'm like, no.
Oh, you didn't tell him?
Well, you guys, in my eyes, I was like, this is not a date. This is two people going to hang out and have a drink and catch up because we've never been on a date. There was no talk of him taking me on a date.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to bring my best girlfriend, and because whether it's a date or not, this is fun. Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, in his head.
You guys.
It was a date.
In his head, he said.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
When a dude reaches out to a chick to meet up for drinks.
And they've had how many months of foreplay leading up to this first date?
Oh, this is the big meaning right here.
When a dude calls, that bad move. Bad move.
Yeah. She knew. Jenna, you knew.
So,
no.
So, Jenna.
It was so obvious to everybody else. But
yeah.
Jenna.
You walked
in. Well, then why'd you come?
I told, because you wanted me to, but I was like, please. I thought by the time we got there, you would tell him, like, by the way, I'm bringing a friend, so maybe he could bring a friend or something. But no. She just waited until we got there, and then I went to the bathroom.
So she goes, Claudia goes to the bathroom. I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell him. He's like, I'm about to walk in the bar. I haven't seen him in a while. He walks in. People were like recognizing him, hugging him. He walks up to me at the bar, and I'm like, what do you want to drink? By the way, I brought my best girlfriend. She's in the bathroom.
Oh, what? That's so cold.
No, it's
so
not
awkward
cold.
For me walking out being like, hey, and he's like, oh, man.
Oh, no.
No. We actually ended up sitting there for 3 hours hanging out, the three of us.
Yeah.
What was he kind of thrown off the whole time, Claudia? Was he talking to you?
I think at first he was upset. Yeah. And Jenna was like, something's off about you. Like, our rehearsal's going bad.
Duh.
And I was like, no, it's because I'm sitting here.
No, it wasn't. He was stressed. I mean, he had just come from work.
God, oh. Jenna, just
third
accept
wheel,
it.
Fifth wheel, seventh oh. wheel, whatever you want to, the 19th
I was
wheel.
Like, I'm not going to meet up with him again this weekend unless he's like, sure, bring your friend. Jenna's going to want me to go with her every night with her to go see him or whatever.
No, but. I wouldn't bring a friend on a date. I've never done that before. If a guy comes and picks me up for a date, I don't do that.
I hope not.
Jenna, here's what he's thinking, and this is from two dudes. Al, back me
yeah,
up on this.
Yeah.
Here comes Jenna.
Yep.
Hot girl.
Yep.
From out of town.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to come in for the weekend.
Yep.
No strings attached.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have some good times.
Yeah.
That's what he's thinking.
That's what he's thinking. And by good times.
You know what I mean.
I don't mean.
Okay, so why would I be like every other girl that would act that way with him?
Yeah, she keeps.
I'm just telling you what he is
thinking.
No,
that's what's going on in his head.
Yeah, fine. Well, Jenna threw him a curveball.
Boy, no, you pegged him with that curveball.
I big manned it. Yeah.
No, no.
It was funny.
You just let him know you're not interested. That's exactly.
No, he asked me to go out tonight.
But you let him know you're not interested in dating. Yeah, see? And are you going to go?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, then now you got to put out. Why?
Yeah. You have to.
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's the
law. You're in New York City.
I can do whatever I want.
You're in New York City. And you have a perfectly good friend that can do her own thing, and y'all haven't talked for 2 years. Dude, come on.
Yeah, come on. You have
Why
to.
Are you guys yelling at me? Like, if now if you got to go on a date. If you go on a date, you got to put out. It's like, I'll put out if I want, and I won't if I don't want. Right? What's wrong with that? Why do I have to put out?
We have to make a decision, because if you go out
to
tonight.
Now.
Yeah, we have to. Because if you go out tonight, yeah. And then he's heartbroken about the ending of the date. Then we don't get invited to SNL anymore.
Dude.
No, we're invited.
The dude is a cast member for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
I mean, live. You go ahead and do it.
Do just what?
Your attention, please.
We just got a New York City ordinance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is this put out by Pataki? Uh-huh. What's his name?
You got to put out.
All right, let's stop that. For all the parents with children exactly. listening in the car.
Exactly.
We're not encouraging that.
So Jay still likes us so far?
Jay still likes us, I think. Yeah, right? What do you think,
he
Claudia?
He couldn't pick us okay. out of a lineup.
Claudia.
What did he say to you Claudia. When I went to the bathroom? Did he ask you to leave?
No. We were talking about you, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Claudia,
yeah.
Since he's so concerned, this is for Claudia, since uh-huh. he's so concerned about the rest of us, did he ask about JC?
Maybe. No.
No.
Did he ask about Kelly?
Did he ask about
okay,
Kelly?
So if we go, if
he
I
talked about the show.
Did he ask about good. Kelly?
No.
Did
no.
he ask about me?
No.
No. All right.
Interesting.
So if we go out tonight, do you guys all want to go?
No.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Bring more people.
I'll bring my dude friend.
Jay, I got a squad. You cool with my squad?
Oh, boy.
Rolling 15 deep. Hey, Jay.
Oh, I can't wait to
go
on a date tonight.
We are live from New York City.
Yes, we are. And we're going to announce the winner of a trip to the MTV Movie Awards. And we'll get into our New York walk in the streets yesterday as well.
All right.
Coming up next.
More of the Kid Craddock Morning Show is on the way.
More of the Kid Craddock Morning Show is on the way.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show. Bring it.